I have a recorder on.
Oh, thank you, April.
It's working good, so that if you pull it up.
This is. Okay, we'll go ahead and call the planning and development meeting to order. It is 7:13. We have Supervisor Kohlmeyer and Supervisor Underhill are excused. We have all others present. Our first item on the agenda is John A. and Gail E. Schultz, P.O. Box 183, Salem, Wisconsin, 53168-0183, owner. Request a rezoning from R4 Urban Single Family Residential District and B2 Community Business District to B2 Community Business District on tax parcel number 65-4-120-104-1201, located in the southeast one quarter of Section 10. Town of Salem, for informational purposes, it's the north side of 83rd Street, approximately 0.04 miles west of State Highway Trunk 83, which is Antioch Road. Is John or Gail here? Could you please come forward and sit at the chairs? Sorry, it kind of took your job. So used to doing, that's what I do for P&Z. Just read the whole thing. Yes, please. State your name and address for the record, and you'll have to pull the microphone real close.
John Schultz.
John, could you pull it closer to you so that we can hear it?
Closer?
Yep.
John Schultz, Box 183, Salem.
Okay, and could you explain real quick what you wanted to do here?
We want to rezone the 33 feet from R4 and B2 for parking lot.
Okay. Has anyone been over to Salem to see this? This is actually a thrift store, and originally they were always parking in there, and I'm sorry, Andy, in your job.
Whatever you want.
They didn't realize that this parking lot was part of another parcel, so they are just rezoning it to have it correct now. Does the committee have any questions? Anyone in favor of this petition? Anyone in favor? Anyone against this petition? Anyone against from the town?
From the town of Salem, the request was approved at the town board meeting on February 13th on a Faber campaign motion carried unanimously. And for the record, the item was published on March 1st and March 6th, 2012, and that goes for the other items on the agenda as well.
Thank you, Andy.
I make a motion to approve.
Second.
I have a first by Supervisor Decker to approve and a second by Supervisor Gable. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Youth and Governance? The chair votes aye. Your motion is approved. Thank you.
Thank you.
Item number two. Town of Salem, 9814 Antioch Road, Salem, Wisconsin, 53168 is the owner. Requests a rezoning from A2 General Agricultural District, I1 Institutional District, and C1 Lowland Resource Conservancy District to I1 Institutional District and C1 Lowland Resource Conservancy District on tax parcel number 67-4-120-321-0191, located in the northeast one quarter of Section 32. Town of Salem, this is south side of County Trunk Highway C, Wilmot Road, approximately 0.02 miles east of 286th Avenue. Do we have anyone here? No, this one is just one of ours, right?
Correct.
Okay. Andy?
Basically, this is a portion of the piece of property that the Town of Salem owns. It was the old turkey farm, and Salem had purchased it a number of years ago. And when they and the Lake District were working with us on expanding the garage for lake equipment, we were aware that this zoning was still A2, and it was just good policy to take care of that and get it all zoned to institutional. The town agreed that that was a good thing to do at this point. They have no specific uses for this area right now, so it's just cleaning up the property and removing the A2 zoning to institutional.
Do I have anyone in favor of this petition? Anyone in favor? Anyone against this petition? Anyone against?
the town?
At the town board meeting on February 13th, 2012, on an O'Connell campaign motion, motion carried unanimously.
Questions from the committee? Yes? Why is there no one here from the town to speak? She wants to know.
In this particular case, since it was town-sponsored and it was their own item, and the fact that it approved through the town and we're fully aware of it, we felt that it wasn't necessary to have the town people to come out for this.
Good question. Any questions?
Motion approved.
Second.
I have a first to approve the motion by Supervisor Esposito and a second by Supervisor Decker. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Youth and Governance? Chair votes aye. Motion is approved. Number three, Mary Waterman Smith, 1580 Wingo Road, Campobello, South Carolina, 29322-9519. Owner, Richard Swiatek.
Swatek.
1 Montgomery Lane, Vernon Hills, Illinois, 60061-2319. Agent, request of the rezoning from A1 Agricultural Preservation District to A1 Agricultural Preservation District and R2. Suburban Single Family Residential District on tax parcel number 65-4-120-051-0101, located in the northeast one quarter of Section 5, Town of Salem. Informational purposes, it's the southeast corner of County Trunk Highway B, 288th Avenue, and County Trunk Highway K, 60th Street. Is there anyone here? Please come forward. Richard, could you pull it real close to your mouth? And it's real hard.
I'm Richard Swintek. I live at 1 Montgomery Lane, Vernon Hills, Illinois, 60061.
Thank you.
Several months ago, I contacted Mrs. Smith about selling that piece of property, the home on it. And over the course of the months, got whatever approval was needed, and now we're plan is to build a home on lot number 2. It had to be 2 lots because it's a 6-acre piece and the maximum lot size was 4.9 acres. We didn't know that before we agreed. She agreed to sell the whole 6 acres.
Okay. Is there anyone in favor of this petition? Anyone in favor? Anyone against this petition? Anyone against? From the town?
We have from the town at their meeting on February 13th, 2012, on an O'Connell campaign motion. Motion carried unanimously. And also, due to the fact that this property is in the extraterritorial plat area of Silver Lake, it did go to the village of Silver Lake, and they recommended approval at their February 15th, 2012 board meeting on an Albrecht Wilbur motion. Motion carried 6-0.
Any questions from the committee? Do I have a motion?
Well, one point here, there you will see a certified survey map coming up during the certified survey section in regards to this property being that it's 2 lots.
Okay. I have a motion made by Supervisor Gable.
Second.
Second by Supervisor Decker. All in favor?
Aye.
Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Chair votes aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Number 8, certified surveys.
So, yes, there is one certified survey map in regards to the item we just heard and was approved for the land division of 2 lots for the Waterman Smith Swiatek property. We are fine with everything in regards to that and subject to conditions.
We have to do anything with that? A motion for the certified survey map?
So moved.
Second.
I have a first by Supervisor Esposito. And a second by Supervisor Hallman. Any questions?
With conditions?
With conditions. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Survey map is approved with conditions. Number nine, approval of the minutes. Has anyone had time to read them? I have a first by Supervisor Esposito to approve the minutes.
Second.
And a second by Supervisor Decker. Any questions on those? All in favor?
Aye.
Youth and Governance? Chair votes aye. Motion passes. Citizen comments. Are there any citizen comments tonight? The chair would recognize the gentleman in blue. Citizen comments are closed. Any other business allowed by law?
Yes, just wanted to let the committee know in front of them and those that weren't able to attend the site visits yesterday, there is a letter that was sent out to 27 residents of Kenosha County in regards to the FEMA flood insurance rate maps that will be required to be adopted by the county on June 19, 2012. These 27 residents received this letter due to the fact that they are currently not in the FEMA floodplain, even though they've been in the county zone floodplain. But due to the fact that they're going from not being in the FEMA floodplain to being in the FEMA floodplain, and if they have a federally backed mortgage, they will be required to obtain flood insurance. And we want to give them the opportunity to obtain that flood insurance before the map become effective. And in that case, they can receive a preferred risk policy, which would be a policy that would be greatly reduced in price. And so we sent this out on Monday. We've actually received two calls today covering actually five different properties. One person was representing multiple parcels just to explain them the process. And so they seem to be taking it well. And this is something above and beyond that the county is doing. We are not required to do this. FEMA has already stated that they've met all the requirements for public notification, but we felt that this was best to notify these residents in this situation to be able to take advantage of the lower risk policy.
Andy, were the supervisors contacted for those that were in their district?
Yeah, we did contact them, and we were hoping to see Mr. Underhill tonight, but we'll have to contact him on that. Otherwise, the other supervisors are aware of it.
Okay, thank you. Any questions for Andy on the FEMA maps? No questions on the FEMA maps? Okay, I just handed out another study that was done recently. I was given a notice by Jenny Tunkies that something that she had found about the low-income housing is not keeping up with those that are working minimum wage. And here's another one that came out on the internet today just about the rental market. Something that we probably need to be aware of as we go forward and as building starts up again, that we need to make sure that there are affordable housing for those that need housing. Okay.
I'm not saying it.
No, Supervisor Holman's giving me the funny look. Other than that, anything else? Supervisor Holman?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Seeing as I don't know that we have another meeting after the next election where some of us, oh, we do have one. Well, I'll do a little talk online. I want to thank the Department of Planning and Development staff for their hospitality, as this is all very, very new to me being on this committee for the first time, and I have greatly appreciated the wisdom the advice that you all have provided. So, thank you.
Yes, and we do have one more meeting. It's after the election. Sometimes some people that have not been reelected choose not to come back to that last meeting. So any of those who are running opposed, if we do not see you back, thank you for everything that you've done on this committee. To our youth and governance, we do have one more meeting, and we hope to see you. Other than that, motion to adjourn.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
I have a first by Supervisor Decker and a second by Supervisor Esposito. All in favor?
Aye.
Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. We are adjourned. Thank you.